MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. In Roswell, New Mexico State Police are investigating a shooting involving law enforcement officers that happened on the 600 block of East 6th Street around 12:30 a.m. on Thursday in response to a man inside a home who was threatening suicide. A Roswell police officer and a Chavez County Sheriff's deputy were struck by gunfire from the man in the home but suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington credits the training in his department for saving the life of the deputy who was flown to a hospital for treatment.
My deputy who was with him reacted quickly, got that tourniquet on him, got him into his patrol car, and got him over to the hospital immediately.
The suspect surrendered around 1:50 a.m. Thursday and was taken into custody, but his name has not been released. From confusing websites to fraudulent phone calls and even people knocking on doors, those seeking to take advantage of New Mexicans affected by nuclear radiation are coming out of the woodwork with silver tongues and outlandish offers, according to the Redoso News. In recent days, the federal government has released guidance for downwinders, including New Mexicans who are eligible for compensation, but it comes with a warning to watch out for possible scams. Officials say no one needs to hire an attorney or outside organization in order to file a claim. It's all about accessing documentation and filling out paperwork, and there will be plenty of people trained to help with that process as part of the New Mexico Department of Justice. Go to the New Mexico Department of Justice website at nmdoj.gov for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.